So this book and my own awareness around the inequities with respect to aging are the inspiration for my message today. With one caveat, let's be for raising awareness instead of against ageism. Because remember, I believe that what we resist persists. Welcome. I'm Dawn Mathis, and this is To Your Greatness. Every day, you give so much of yourself to those you love. Through this podcast, I'll guide you on a journey to reawaken the greatness that lies within you. In each episode, you'll hear incredible stories of transformation from me and my guests that will inspire you to design and manifest a life that is in harmony with your soul's purpose. You are meant to live the life you'd love. Let me show you how. Welcome, everyone. This is To Your Greatness with Dawn Mathis, and I'm Dawn Mathis, your host today, as always. And this podcast is near and dear to my heart, and it is actually a sequel to the previous podcast called Better with Age. So the title of this one is Raising Awareness on Ageism. You know, I alluded to ageism on the last podcast some, and I just wanted to give it its own show, so to speak, because it is important. So here we go. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever lied about your age? And you might say, sure, when we were not old enough to drink, we went to, a flea market or something and paid $20 and got an ID card that said we were 21 so we could go and drink beer. Been there, done that myself. Let me ask you another question. Have you ever lied about your age to make yourself younger? Do you ever wonder about those wrinkles or marvel at those wrinkles that show up when you look in the mirror and you go, how did those come about? Or that extra cushioning I have on my body, the changes that your body's going through, like it betrayed you somehow. Do you buy those creams to make your skin look younger? Or do you think, like me, holy crap, time is flying by so fast. What will happen to me when I really get old? My Aunt Trudy had a couple of sayings when she was alive. She'd say, it's hell to get old, kid. Or, this getting old business is not for sissies. Or my mom, she keeps telling me that she has a bone to pick with God about all her aging woes. And when she gets to heaven, and then she stops and says, except he'll probably tell St. Peter, tell her I'm not here. So we laugh when we hear those stories, but there are so many levels to the trepidation and even the self-deprecation that we have when we think about ourselves as aging beings, you know, around our own aging. And then there's the world around us and its global attitude around aging and what we call olders, not elders, olders. You heard it right. So let's talk about ageism, how it came to be a thing, some myths about aging, some awareness about maybe how to talk or respond to those that would speak many times unknowingly in a condescending manner to us, and some inspiration. So the main point I want you to take away from this talk today is that all people have value. And we look at truth versus myths and fear. When we do that, we no longer have to hide our hair color, feel ashamed of wearing sensible shoes, or accept the blame that people say belongs to our age group, you know, those socioeconomic woes we hear about some people in the government talking about. So when we learn to face our own agefulness, then we can show others how to treat us. But we first have to look at ourselves on the inside, because we have our own issues with ageism. So that's where we start. Anne Lamont, who is an activist and a writer and a teacher and a speaker, once said, I love this, we contain all the ages we've ever been. We contain all the ages we've ever been. And it's true. And those of you out there, even the ignorant ones, the ones who don't know better, you will all contain the ages that you have ever been, too. It's just a matter of time. If you live long enough, you cannot escape the very demographic that perhaps you or someone you know has dissed, or that you know so little about. Kind of like karma. So let's learn. And as we learn, let's gently educate others. Let's increase age awareness instead of fighting ageism. So, how did it all start? The term ageism was coined in 1969 by a man named Robert Butler. He was a geriatrician at the time. Right around that same time, believe it or not, the word was coined about sexism. And that one received more attention, and that one's still gaining some traction. But the ageism one is lacking, has fallen way far behind. So I want to read you the definition that Robert Butler came up with in 1969, defining ageism. Here it is. A combination of prejudicial attitudes towards older people, old age, and aging itself. Discriminatory practice against olders, and institutional practices and policies that perpetuate stereotypes about them. In a word, ageism is like any other ism. It's oppression. It's oppression. Plain and simple. And yet, ageism, since its inception as an ism, has not yet reached that tipping point where awareness and education and reversing the myths have taken a firm hold. And that can be our job. So in prehistoric times, when people didn't live very long at all, maybe 20 years or 30 years, and you were really old at age 40 sometimes, those people were revered and esteemed and treated with respect. They were the keepers of the cultures, the stories, the customs. And as time evolved and longevity became more the norm, we had written language, and this thing called the printing press was invented, and there was mass distribution of stories and cultures and knowledge. Then the elders lost their footing a bit. Actually, quite a bit. And in her book, Ashton Applewhite portrays this very well. The name of her book is called This Chair Rocks, A Manifesto Against Ageism. This Chair Rocks, A Manifesto Against Ageism. This will be in the show notes for you later if you didn't catch it. Don't stop your car or try to write it down if you're driving. So this book and my own awareness around the inequities with respect to aging are the inspiration for my message today. With one caveat, let's be for raising awareness instead of against ageism, Because remember, I believe that what we resist persists. So, in addition to elders being revered in ancient times, I also believe that there's cultures still who revere elders. I know that when I take my own mom to get her nails done, that the girls just fuss over her and call her mommy, and she just feels like she's all that. Well, she is all that, but it's good that she feels it too. And, you know, my mom asked them, "Where are you all from?" And they said, "We're from Vietnam." And one of the girls leaned over to me and whispered, "We love our older people." Loved that. So for ourselves, however, we think it's not so cool to be old. We fight it, and no matter how old we get, that old, we don't own it. Here's what happens to most of us, especially the boomers. That bar which separates young from old, we just surreptitiously nudge it along further out on our age continuum the older we get. And I've heard myself say this, and maybe you've said it, 60 is the new 40. And this has been the battle cry for several years now. I do like it, though, because I believe that it's also an affirmation, because we're taking better care of ourselves, staying active physically, mentally, and nutritionally. And we are doing better as we age. We are aging more gracefully, if you will. So the paradox to this whole thing, get this. We aspire to live longer, which, by the way, means growing older. Yet we dread its arrival. Any of you out there know what I'm talking about? We want it and we don't want it. So Ashton Applewhite, in coming to grips with her own dread, denial, and misconception around her own aging, asked herself this question. Are we replacing our dread with denial? Oh, yeah. Many of us would, if we're honest, we would say, yeah, that's me to an extent. And what happens is then that denial turns a natural progression, if you will, which is aging, a natural progression, into a personal failure. She goes on to say, I love this. Some of this is my words. You can figure out which part. All aging is successful. Not just the sporty version, skydive at 75. Otherwise, you're dead. All right, so we're going to get serious for a couple of minutes. So consequences of ageism from ourselves, so our internal ageism, self-loathing, depression, feelings of hopelessness, lower self-esteem, self-isolation and loneliness. And in part what this is people refuse to go out if they need a wheelchair because or using another device because they feel like people will look down on them. My Aunt Joanne couldn't walk, and she had osteoporosis, and she loved people and loved going out, but she was so fearful of going out in a wheelchair that she stayed at home. So the external ageism, and that's ageism from others, takes many forms, and here are some of them. Abuse, exploitation, condescending attitude, which includes elder speak, which we'll go over in a few minutes, devaluation, stigma, marginalized health care. Yep, you heard it here, marginalized health care. Shortened lives, division, stereotyping, and pigeonholing. Sounds bleak. So what can we do? Well, first of all, I would love it if you would get Ashton Applewhite's book, This Chair Rocks, A Manifesto Against Ageism. She's a brilliant writer. She has a plethora of resources in that book in an index. So you could start with her book and then branch out from there. She also talks about this, and this is my favorite part of the whole book, about becoming an older person in training. She's a member of that club now. And I'm adopting this, an older person in training. So it doesn't mean you're old, just means you're in training. So for those of us who still have a little bit of itch around the whole aging thing, you can be an older person in training. Anybody can. Any age is welcome. And it starts with learning about the myths around aging. There are many. All you have to do is Google myths about aging on Google, and yeah, you'll find a ton out there. So don't believe the myths. Do your own research and stay curious. So I'm just going to cover a few of the myths for you. Myth number one, this is super common. Most older people end up in nursing homes. Really? Guess what? Here's some stats for you. And it varies a little bit depending on your source. Only about 1.1% of Americans between the age of 65 and 74 live in nursing homes. 1.1%. And people age 85 and older, 15%. So if you do the math, 98.9% of Americans between the age of 65 and 74 don't live in nursing homes. And 85% of those age 85 and above don't live in nursing homes. Well, that'll just blow it right out of the water. All right. Myth number two. Old people are miserable, unhappy human beings. Well, I've known some. I used to work in skilled nursing facilities and do home health as a physical therapist in another lifetime. But I tell you what, I've seen a lot of miserable, unhappy younger people too. It has nothing to do with age. So here's the truth. There's something in Ashton Applewhite's book that she refers to as the U-curve of happiness. You can Google that if you want to, but it's based on a Gallup World Poll, and it shows that we're the happiest at the beginning of our lives and at the end of our lives. Shocker. Shocker. And it's in the middle years, age 40 to 50-ish, that people are the most unhappy. I wonder if menopause has anything to do with that. Anyway, there's an article from Economist that talks about this U-curve of happiness, and they call it the U-bend of life. And that article stated, in our youth, we think happiness is tied to things. Then as we age, we get past 50 is what they use. We know that happiness occurs in spite of things. I love that. Carl Pillemer, a gerontologist at Weill Cornell Medical College, stated it this way. I'm going to read it to you. As we age, we develop more effective coping mechanisms. Life doesn't get any easier, but becomes easier to focus on what truly matters, and that can make life better. So if you see an older person who's miserable, chances are they were miserable at a younger point in their life as well. But it's not because they're old. All right, the final myth I'm going to cover. You lose your marbles as you get older. Well, I can't speak to losing marbles. I lose my car keys. But I tell you what, I don't call that a senior moment. Just like younger people, when they lose their car keys, because they do, they don't call it a junior moment. We just lose our keys. You know, we have things that happen. Too much on our minds or what, not paying attention or whatever. So the truth is, in an article in Psychological Science 2015, it states that people do not even maximize their proficiencies in vocabulary, math, general knowledge, and comprehension until well in their 50s. Good to know. And then a study at, I'm probably going to butcher this university name because it's in Germany, but I'll give it a shot. A study in the University of Tübingen in Germany determined that word finding took longer in older educated people because of the massive amounts of knowledge that were stored in their brains. It's just a bigger job, bigger file, bigger job to retrieve. So cognitive decline or losing your marbles does not have to be your life sentence. So we talked about that older person in training. So what can you do as an older person in training to fend off this cognitive decline that could happen? Well, there's studies that show that the brain has an ability to grow new nerve cells even as we age. And that growth is called neurogenesis. We make new connections. We absorb new information. We get new neural pathways. So as a result, we can build what are called cognitive reserves. And we do that by challenging our brains. And the way we challenge our brains, some of you already know this, physical activity, exercise, maintaining social networks, devoting 3 hours a day to some mentally engrossing activities, reading, card games, board games, playing a musical instrument. Here's something interesting. In a study in 2012 at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine, it was determined that frequent dancing increased mental acuity by 76% in all ages. So you can be 12 and be an OPT and dance and increase your mental acuity. From the previous podcast, you remember the stories of Dorothy Mannin and Grandma Moses and how they picked up at a late age in life. They both picked up art as a form of self-expression and enjoyment. That is neurogenesis at its best. Great news, right? Some other activities that you can do as an older person in training. When you are on the receiving end of an ageist comment, don't assume the worst. Don't go to the dark side. Eleanor Roosevelt told us, "You cause as much damage by taking offense as the offender gives by his words." Maybe they didn't mean it. Maybe they're just ignorant. There's a lot of that going on. Anyway, the other quote she has is, "No one can make you feel inferior without your permission." So don't give anyone permission. I'm sure most of you watched the movie a long time ago called Fried Green Tomatoes. And if you remember this scene, it was Kathy Bates, and she was kind of a bored housewife. Her husband didn't really pay any attention to her, and she was just looking for answers, looking for something exciting, looking for a way to feel better about herself. And she met Iggy, and Iggy was telling her about her life and how she didn't take guff off of anybody. And then remember the scene where Kathy Bates is in a parking lot and she's waiting for a parking space and it becomes available and she's just getting ready to turn into it because she's been waiting for this spot. And these two young girls in a little sporty car just blow past her and go into the spot. And obviously they knew that she was waiting for that spot. And so she asked them, "Hey, I was waiting for that spot." And they said, "Sorry, but we're younger, cuter and faster." And then they laughed and they started walking into the store. And do you remember what Kathy Bates did? She pulled on her Iggy pants and she said, "Tawanda!" And she rammed their car, not once, but several times. And they came running back and they were all freaked out and screaming and crying. "What are you doing?" Do you remember what she said? "I'm older and I have more insurance." I love that story. So here's what you can do. Realistically, don't ram people's cars. But here's what you can do if someone says something to you that sounds disparaging. "What do you mean?" And just listen. Maybe they had no idea how awful they sounded, or maybe they really just weren't thinking. Or maybe they were thinking. And if you call them on it in a nice way, maybe they'll stop. Maybe they won't do it to the next older person they see. But don't go to the dark side. So here's another one. If someone, I can't believe people would do this, but they do. If someone asks you how old you are, tell them. Tell them. Who cares, right? Then you can ask them how old they are. Oh, yeah. And then you might also want to ask them, "Well, I'll tell you, I'm 61. Why do you ask? I'm curious." Get curious. See what they say. There's a Boost commercial that I just saw the other day. It was on the Olympic Channel. And it was someone 65 plus. And it's cute. I just want to tell you because you might get a laugh out of it. She says, "When someone asks me how old I am, I tell them age is just a number and mine's unlisted." You can do that too. See what they say. And if someone calls you sweetie or hun, that, my friends, is elder speak. Sweetie or hun. It just started happening to me. And I don't like it. But anyway, if someone does call you that, just say, "You know, my friends call me Dawn. What's your name?" Totally blow them away. Or you could mirror the word back to them. They say, "Hey, hun, what would you like for lunch?" "I don't know, hun. What's good?" Have some fun with it. Yesterday, speaking of elder speak, yesterday I was at my mom's painting class at her independent living facility, and I took a poll on this elder speak thing. All the students are women, ages early 70s to 96. And I asked them, "Have you heard of elder speak?" And I explained what it was. "Oh, yes. Oh, yes." And I asked them how they felt about someone younger calling them hun or sweetie. And you know what? I was surprised. None of them were offended by that. And they thought it was very endearing. He said, "Oh, I love it because my son, I miss him, and he calls me that." Oh, okay. And they said, "And that's way better than ma'am." Wow. So maybe it's just the boomers like me who have a challenge with being called hun or sweetie. Although I do catch myself using it on others, regardless of age. So I guess I need to watch my words. Here's another one. If someone says, "Wow, you really look good for your age." Here's what you can say. "Thanks. You do too." Or if your doctor, this has actually happened to me before. If your doctor says to you about something that you're concerned about, "What do you expect at your age?" Ooh, ooh. "What do you expect at your age?" Shrug your shoulders and say, "Gee, I don't know. If you were my age, what would you expect?" And then go find another doctor. All right. So here's some inspiration for you. A spokesperson named Mike Albo from AARP. "In the spirit of the Olympics," I wanted to say this one, "age is just another limit to shatter." age is just another limit to shatter. You've shattered limits in your life before. Yes, you have. Here's another one. Awareness will help us notice, then discard the phobias and biases around aging that we have. First our own, and then together as a group, we can help the world discard theirs. Let's learn to look more generously at each other as well as ourselves. Ann Karp says this, "The values most admired in this industrialized world we lived in, high personal achievement and economic productivity, well, that does little to help us as we age. So we would do our world and ourselves a whole lot of good if we rejected those at this time in our life for more humanitarian and more community-oriented ideals. Because aging is a mixture of losses and gains. So, call to action here. Let's be OPTs. As Ashton Applewhite has, and me, I just recently joined that club. The OPT club, I mean. So we can aspire to grow older without the dread and denial of it. We can fearlessly acknowledge that it's inevitable. It's going to happen. As long as we keep living, it's going to happen. And let's spend our energy living with purpose and intent. So Ashton has this to say as well. The sooner growing older is stripped of its reflexive dread, the better equipped we are to benefit from the countless ways in which it can enrich us. And if you listen to the other podcast, you'll remember that in those resources, there were 100+ ideas, the podcast Better With Age, that you could try out. 100 or more. That ought to keep you out of trouble for a while. So I want to end with this quote by the American activist, author, and feminist Betty Friedan. Aging is not lost youth, but a new stage of opportunity and strength. It's been my honor, my pleasure, and a privilege to bring you this message today, something this close to my heart. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Thank you for joining me on 2-Year Greatness. If you're inspired by what you heard and are ready to take a deeper dive into your own life's purpose, I'd love to offer you a complimentary life reflection session. In this session, I'll help you get clearer about what's been holding you back and how you can rediscover the greatness that lies within you. If this is something you would love, I invite you to head to my website, toyourgreatness.net, where you can take the first step in this journey. Spots are limited, so claim yours today. You are so much more than what you do for others. I believe there is a dream inside you just waiting to be fulfilled. If you agree, I invite you to take that first step and visit www.toyourgreatness.net. Right now. I can't wait to meet with you. My name is Dawn Mathis, and this is 2-Year Greatness. Remember, your greatness lies within you. See you next time. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I invite you to subscribe and keep listening. Remember to like, share, and review this podcast to help other listeners like you find their way to this heart-centered community. Thank you so much.